Hey guys, it's Darren Duff again for another podcast, and hopefully Larry will start moving these podcasts into the website or onto the website again. I know for several days we've been missing some great podcasts. Larry's going to have a big backlog when he comes back online, for lack of a better term. Today I'm going to cover a topic which some of you might like more than others, especially those of you who are overseas. I'm going to cover a very southern tradition type topic. I'm going to make a pot of sweet tea. I'm going to do this in the microwave, and it's sort of a modern way of creating it. I didn't have time to do this, but I had one of my friends suggest that I go on Wikipedia and look up tea and how it got started, and I guess sweet tea in particular. But I did not have time to do that before supper. So what I'm going to do here is I'm going to stick a frozen pizza in the oven, and then we're going to make some sweet tea. Now I like my sweet tea sweet, and that's why they call it sweet tea. To me, anyway, so I like it sweet, so we're going to make it kind of sweet. But like I said, first I'm going to stick a frozen pizza in the oven. So let me get that out of the freezer, which is currently not on. Welcome to one freezer. Kim's not going to like this little thing. We don't have the frozen box pizzas. We just have the one, all these pizzas in here. Hey, babe.
Yes.
We don't have a, did you hear what I said?
Yeah.
Yeah, we don't have a box pizza, so we have to have the one.
Is that the last one?
Yeah, it looks like it is.
Okay.
Sherry didn't get any more, so. So we're going to stick this thing in the oven, then we're going to make some sweet tea. And I'll try to not make it too sweet for you, hon. Because I know you don't like it as sweet as I do. Okay, so this is a big, probably 14-inch, maybe 12-inch frozen pizza. Probably 14. The size of your average snare drum head. For anyone who cares. Wow, it looks like this thing is encased pretty well. Looks kind of funky. I wonder what kind of pizza this is. See, one of the disadvantages, if you don't label your frozen pizzas, is that you have no idea what kind of pizza you're getting until after you cook it, so. And that is where I currently stand. And this thing really has the paper wrapped around it. I think this thing has been double bagged. And I'm getting off. Oh, I see what they've done now. I'll put this here. Okay. This pizza has paper on top of it and paper on the bottom. Wow, they really put some paper around this thing. So we're going to toss this in the trash. This is no good. And throw this baby in the oven here. Slide it off the cardboard that it's on. No wonder they did that, because it's got some, a lot of topping on it. Wow, this may be a deluxe pizza. And I like my pizza crispy. I like my pizzas crispy, and I like my tea sweet. So there you go. But no doubt when Larry returns, he'll have a backlog of podcasts, which will probably suffice until well into 2007, I'd imagine. It's definitely got pepperoni on it, I'll tell you that. I can smell pepperoni. So I have the pizza on a cookie sheet. I did not spray this cookie sheet. Most times I don't with frozen pizza. It probably wouldn't hurt to spray it, but I'm not going to. So we'll just see what happens. Usually it comes out pretty good without spraying it. This is a non-stick cookie sheet. I'm putting it into an oven that's not been preheated. You don't have to preheat for these. Putting it on the top rack and just slide it in. It's just your standard size apartment oven, if you will. And I'm going to set the dial, which is marked with tactile markings. Oh, look, and here's the Pam right here. I could have sprayed on the thing, but I just didn't. Just force a habit when you're cooking pizza. Put that back in the cupboard. Excuse me. I'm going to set this to 100, 200, 300. About 375 is what I'm going to set it at. That's about what we cook pizza on. And I'm going to set the timer for 20 minutes. You know what? Actually, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and set this thing for 20 minutes. For that. So we set it at 375 for 20 minutes. I was going to go ahead and prepare my tea stuff before I set this thing going, but that's okay. It takes 20 minutes to cook, so should be well into, if not completely done by making the tea at that point. It doesn't take that long to do, which is good. And I have my own way of doing it, and maybe it's more boring or different than the way you do it. Set my little talking timer to 20 minutes and click start. And this is a standard $10 talking timer that you can get at MaxiAids, or from MaxiAids. I'm going to take the tea pitcher, which still has a little bit of old tea in it, out of the fridge. And I'm going to rinse this out really quick before I get started making another pot. Because this is not very cool. Oh well, if it doesn't get done, we don't get done doing this before the pizza gets done, I'll just take the pizza out, no big deal. Try to keep the iteral R1 away from the oven, huh? Hopefully you've heard my other podcast by this time. That first one I did with the R1. Just explaining to you how I got it. And man, that lid is really on there. Whew! Sorry. It doesn't have a little handle to pull it off, and I just sort of had to tug until it came off there. I'm going to wash off this out this pitcher. It's a gallon-sized pitcher. It's just a plastic pitcher. All there is to it. So I'm going to wash that off. I'm not really going to dry it since I'm just going to put the tea back in it. So, but hopefully you've heard my other podcast that I did on the Aero R1 by now. Yes, I did get an Aero R1. My Olympus has successfully failed me, so I no longer have one of those. And that's okay. I have something better to record with. And I'm using the Aero R1 recording in MP3 format at 192 kbps and the SPTF V2 in-ear binaural mics from Sound Professional. So I'm probably going to rinse out this pitcher about 3 times just to get the old tea out of it, just using hot water and soap. To rinse it out. Okay. Now, we can actually think about making tea here. I have the pitcher right here, a nice big gallon pitcher, as I said. And the pizza is a-cookin'. So here in Georgia, definitely in the other parts of the southern United States, we love sweet tea. As a matter of fact, when I went to the Seeing Eye, which is of course in Morristown, New Jersey, they didn't have sweet tea, and I was depressed for about 2 weeks. And then they got me hooked on half and half, which is really good stuff. It's not as good as sweet tea, but man, it's pretty doggone good. I'm getting out a Tupperware, or a Rubbermaid container. It's square and it has about 5 pounds of sugar in it. And I'm only gonna put about half of that in my tea. No, I'm kidding. I'm not gonna put quite that much sugar, but I am gonna put probably about a cup and a half. I'm telling you guys, I like it sweet. She don't let Kim hear that. She knew I put a cup and a half of sugar in her tea. She, woo, man. So what I'm going to do, I've got a measuring cup in this container. It is a cup's worth. So I successfully cut my finger the other day on a Saran wrap box on the serrated edge. So I'm having a little trouble using my right index finger today, but that's okay. So scooping the sugar, cup's worth. That's not quite a cup's worth. Let's get a little more. Yeah. Panning for gold, folks, here. That's close enough to a cup. It don't have to be perfect, right? It does for me, but oh well. So put a cup of sugar in the bottom of this empty pitcher. And, sugar. You know, when I was a little kid, I was always a sucker for raiding the sugar bowl. So put a bit more sugar in there. And now that's enough sugar. We don't want to get too much. So. You can probably hear Kim's voice. It's muffled through the bedroom door off to my right there. She's starting her new job tomorrow, and she is excited about it. And I talked about that in my other podcast. I think I called it Update. And that pizza is beginning to cook. I can smell it. Oh, yes, I can. So I put the sugar back in here. And what I'm going to do is locate the quart-sized pitcher in which we make our tea. Here it is. I did not lay everything out ahead of time. I was not fully prepared to do this. I just decided, hey, I want to do a podcast on making some tea here. So that is what we are doing. I have a jar here which has individually wrapped tea bags in it. Usually don't get the ones that are wrapped, but that's okay. I'm going to count out 8 of these and put them into said quart size pitcher. There's one. It takes 8 bags, 8 tea bags for a gallon of tea. Here's 2. I'm just pulling them out of the wrappers and sticking them into the pitcher. 3. This is my own recipe for tea, years and years. My good old mommy taught me this. 4. I just sort of improvised on the sugar. 5. And I don't know what kind of tea this is. I don't think it's Lipton. I think it's like 6. I think that's 6. 7. And one more. We get 9, no big deal. Just let's see how many wrappers. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. Yes. Good thing about tea packages that are pre-wrapped or individually wrapped. You can count your wrappers and know how many you have for sure. So, now that we have the 8 tea bags in the quart-size pitcher, this is a different pitcher than the one I put the sugar in, obviously. I'm going to put the top on it, and I'm going to fill it up with water to the brim. Simply because it is the thing to do. And now it is filled up to the brim. I'm going to pour a little bit out. Just a little. I'm going to close the top completely. This is completely closed. And like it has a top that screws on. Then it also has a little top that snaps on top of that, which covers kind of a small mouth of the top of the pitcher. I'm going to close this jar back. It has a funky little latch on the top. I think it used to be a cookie jar. So we, and Kim and I do that. We keep our coffee, things like coffee and rice and grits and sugar for coffee and tea in little jar, mason jars, which are handy in a pinch in case you don't want to go digging through the cupboard looking for something. Now I'm getting a coffee filter out of a coffee filter package, if you wonder what I'm doing now. And I'm going to just put this coffee filter over the top of the, turn upside down, put it over the top of the pitcher that I'm going to stick into the microwave that has the water and 8 tea bags in it. Just in case it, you know, boils over or whatever. That's my Steve's talking clock. So I'm putting this in the microwave, and our turntable in our microwave is a little offset, so it'll kind of make some funky noises. I'm going to close that, and I'm going to leave it on full power, and I'm going to set this to 3 minutes. So it's a numbered microwave, and it's Braille labeled, so 3. We'll always clear it out to make sure. So I hit clear several times. 3:00 and start. And we're doing good on time because the timer hasn't even spoken 10 minutes yet. It counts down every hour until you get down to... 10 minutes. Thank you. Yes, until you get down to 10 minutes. And then it starts saying every other minute after that. I don't know why. And there's no function on this timer to that you could just walk over and look at how much time is being displayed. Now I'm going to, while that's cooking, I'm going to get a mitt out because obviously this thing gets extremely hot in the microwave and you have to use a mitt when you get it out. I'm also going to get out the mitts I'm going to use when I take the pizza out. It is smelling pretty good here, guys. I tell you, I wish you could smell this pizza, but this is not smell-o-vision. There is no smelling sensors within my binaural microphone, so I can't let you olfactory sensors, I guess that's what I was looking for, whatever you want to call them, in my binaurals, so I can't let you experience this as good as you're experiencing the sound, hopefully. I had an interesting experience with my battery charger the other day. It was really weird. I had it plugged into my power strip. It's the charger I bought to charge my 4 nickel metal hydride batteries that I got for my R1. 2 for the R1 and 2 for backup. Always have 2 for backup. It's always a good thing to have. And I'm getting about 6 hours with these binaurals. I mean, with these nickel metal hydrides, sorry. But anyway, a weird thing happened. I plugged the charger in directly into my power strip, and it was not charging my batteries for about a week. Whoa! Okay, the top just blew. And it scared me. The top just blew off that thing in the microwave. And it doesn't boil over. Strangely enough, it doesn't boil over, but it gets extremely hot. There's one for Best of the Bangs Volume 2, huh? But it does get very hot, and steam... The steam is trapped by the... Well, I don't suppose it's trapped, but it is stifled, if you will, by the... thingy that I put over the top of it. So, as you know, escaping steam can be very harmful, so you have to be very careful with this. You can also make it in a coffee pot or on the stove. We just prefer the microwave. We do a lot of things in the microwave. We cheat. Anyway, I couldn't get this charger to charge my batteries at all for about a week, and so I just used them until they went dead. I was trying to record our church service Sunday with the binaurals, and someone's vacuuming. Can you hear that? Can't tell which direction it's coming from. Anyway, so someone at church told me that the battery level was low, and I was like, oh man, I really want to record it. But I got a little bit of our praise music, and I guess I had the recording level set right. It wasn't clipping or distorting or anything. What little bit of the worship I got, and it was actually the praise band practicing, sounded really good. So I was really, really thrilled with that. Anyway, I ended up using a different plug on my power strip, and it seemed to work there. And the reason I'm just standing here now is I'm just waiting on this tea to cool a little bit before I get my little handsies in there. If the top, in fact, has popped off of this thing, I'm just gonna check it right now, because if it has popped off, it's actually taller than the microwave, so I have to tilt the thing sideways to get it out. So if it has popped off, it is going to be, and it has, youch. Okay, so what I have to do is to get this top back on, this bloody thing. And this happens from time to time. It always doesn't pop off, but I'm going to put this mitt on my hand, and it's a mitt with fingers, so it's like a glove. And I'm going to use that to put the top back on this thing here. I'm going to pull this off here and just snap that top right back on. And I've done this, and if you don't know what you're doing, you could get burned. It's possible, at least. I'm taking that coffee filter out. I'm just going to throw it in the trash. So the coffee filter, somehow it stops the tea from coming over the top. I don't, from spewing out the top when the little top blows off. I don't know how, but it does. So I'm going to get this tea out of the microwave now, which I have successfully done. And so we have the 8 tea bags in the pitcher with, in the quart size pitcher with the boiling water, practically boiling water. So what I'm going to do is open the top on this and let some of this heat and steam escape. I'm going to grip this thing very, very carefully, and it's hard with this mitt because it really doesn't have any grip. I'm just going to pour it in this pitcher with the sugar. All it has in it now is sugar. Of course, now I'm pouring in this hot tea, which helps melt the sugar. And this is 1 quart. So what I'm going to do when I get through with this quart, pouring it into our pitcher here, is I'm going to refill the quart size pitcher, which still has the tea bags in it, with 3 more quarts of water, and pour them into this pitcher as well. So now that I've done that, this thing has cooled off quite a bit, so I'm going to take off this mitt, because it is, as long as I don't touch the bottom where the tea bags are, it's probably cool enough for me to grab, and it is. You just have to be careful where you grab. This plastic, it's very hot. It is a plastic pitcher, and it could very well melt in the microwave. So this probably isn't the best way to do this, but hey, it works. It's worked with me for years and years. And now the water, which has gone into the pitcher, has cooled it off enough to continue to pour by hand. So, 2nd quart going into the tea pitcher here. And I always keep the index finger of my left hand. I'm pouring with my right hand because I'm right-handed. But I always keep the finger of my index finger of my left hand over the rim of the pitcher I'm pouring into, so I can tell when it gets to a level where I can stop pouring, because I don't want it to come right to the top. I want it to come pretty close, but I don't want it to come right to the top. So, fill it up for the 3rd quart. And this is really a piece of cake. I mean, I just thought it would be something fun to podcast. And if you guys want to go to wikipedia.com and do some research on iced tea, I apologize not taking the time to do that before this podcast. It would have made it a little more interesting. And maybe I will do that for my next podcast. Okay, we're going to do about 1/2 quart on this next one, and it's going to be time to take this pizza out. So, go ahead and fill it up one last time. And it probably won't do all this quart because it's getting pretty close to the top. So, let's hurry and pour this in before our timer runs out. And it's getting pretty close. Let's do a little bit more. Yeah, go ahead and pour the rest of that in there. And so we're done with the pouring of the tea. That's just about as full as it can go. We can't do another quart, so I'm just going to put this pitcher in the sink for now. The quart size still has tea bags in it, and that's okay. Clean those out in a minute. And dry my hands off on the towel hanging from the refrigerator door. Our kitchen is so small, it's like a galley kitchen. You can, like, turn around and reach everything that's in this kitchen in one spot, standing in one spot. So my timer is going to count down, and before it does, I'm going to put the lid on this tea pitcher, and I made a nice little pool of water / tea on the counter here. That's okay. I'm going to try to get the lid on this pitcher before I take this pizza out. And it's kind of tricky with this pitcher. It's like a Tupperware thing, so you have to... It's kind of tricky anyway. So, now, we'll put the five-fingered mitt back in the drawer, and we got 20 seconds. Okay, stop that. And we'll go over here and take the pizza out of the oven. Now we've got our tea made. And we'll have a nice little dinner. I'm going to turn the Eatarol around to my backside and the pouch because I don't want the pouch to catch on fire. We don't have any dangling cords. I'm going to turn the oven off.
I want to make a salad when
you finish. Okay. That sounds good. So I'm going to take this pizza out. Ooh, and it's a hot one, too. And it smells pretty good. Man, they really had this thing protected, Kim. Ooh, is this rat going to fall out? No, it's not. These are nice mitts, guys, by the way. I don't know where we got them. Didn't we get these as a wedding gift, these silicone mitts?
I think Mom got them for us.
Yeah, Kim's mom got them for us. They don't get hot, which is, they're like rubbery stuff, and they don't get hot. No matter how hot you touch, I'm sure, I don't know what the limit is on what they can handle, but I can actually feel the heat of the silicone. Anyway, they don't get hot. You can't really feel the heat from your hands, is what I'm trying to say. So we have tea now. Oops. You know what I forgot to do? I'm going to take the lid off. Oh, man. I screwed up here.
Did you not put sugar in?
I did. I forgot to stir it, so I'm going to stir. I took the lid off. I'm going to stir this tea. Get me one of these long-handled plastic spoons. We've got to stir up the sugar, man. That's the most important part. So, putting a long-handled spoon in this thing, you can feel the sugar. It's like sand in the bottom of the pitcher. So, just going to stir that up. You want to know it when you take a first drink of that tea. So, and a gallon of tea usually lasts about 2 days, 3 days. We drink it a lot. Besides, after that, it goes bad. What would you say the maximum is on tea, babe? 3 days? After 3-4 days, it pretty much starts tasting like the inside of your refrigerator, which is not very tasteful, by the way. What kind of tea is it that we get, babe? What kind of tea bags? Red Rose. So maybe that's what we have, Red Rose? Whatever's cheap this time, okay. Well, there you have it. Usually we get Red Rose. And I can feel the sugar dissolving, so start just a little bit more here. I like the sugar to be thoroughly mixed within the tea. And there we go. I think we'll stop now. So the spoon. It's going in the sink. And now I'll put the lid back on the tea and put it in the fridge for just a few minutes. Because we got to wait on the pizza to cool. I just took it out of the oven. And that pretty much is going to complete our podcast on how to make sweet tea. So, like I said, go on Wikipedia and check out the history of tea or sweet tea or
whatever your fancy may be. This thing is pretty heavy.
Kim, we got one of those leftover fajitas in the refrigerator you made the other night, too. There's still one in the refrigerator wrapped in saran wrap. That was when I cut my finger, remember? So, I'm going to... I'm going to end this podcast now. And say good day to you all, and we'll catch you on the flip side or something like that. Take it easy. Bye-bye.